How's he doing, Doctor?
Still in a deep comatose state, Colonel. Comes out of it periodically, but obviously hallucinating.
Doctor Bipolar.
Doctor Bipolar.
Doctor Bipolar.
Doctor Bipolar.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Fantasy lyrics, bipolar expression. Dr. Bipolar riding around with the mirrors, reflecting the same serum injected, respecting the wolfman message, barking the night dog in tight white drawers. In the house watching Mr. Slate coming by making house calls. Am I right or am I wrong? Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Another skip off the beat. It's like sneakers walking down on the dark road on the beat. Harry Potter lamp with heat. The sorcerer with monkeys playing drums out the jeep. Tales of the crippling of the doctor's cruise ship, bringing in paramedics and stretchers with hits, sewing in stitches. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar.
Tearing off my heart.
This time I'm watching myself impersonate another person without rehearsing. The owl saying who to the verses. Whip the track stacked up, Count Dracula step up with Cocoa Puffs. Minked up, Dr. Bipolar getting popular. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar.
A tearing off. Ray is putting you to sleep. To sleep. Relax and sleep. Sleep.
WFMU, we don't want to wake anybody up.
Oh, we don't?
No. Shh, they're all asleep now.
Okay.
Okay.
I love when people whisper on the radio.
I know, it's great, right? Okay, so now we can talk about sports. No one can hear us. They're all unconscious, in a coma.
Especially Dr. Bipolar.
Wasn't that great? I love that. That's from...
LaRange and Keith. Cool,
yeah,
Keith.
Cool Keith. It's Cool Keith's new CD. I love him.
Is he the guy... We used to play a song
for your walk-on.
Undestructive!
Oh, that's the same guy?
Undestructive!
Yeah, I love that song.
He sounds like the same guy.
He is the same guy. I love him. I saw him live once. It was really funny. He was throwing out chicken to the audience. He had like...
Like live chicken that you can
no,
eat?
No. Well, it was like chicken that had been cooked that you could eat.
What if it hits the floor? Do you get 10 seconds to eat
no,
it?
No, it was wrapped up. It was,
oh,
he
nice.
Had like, he had like wrapped up chicken cutlets that had been fried, like fried chicken. He was like thrown out to the
see,
audience.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty awesome.
They do that at minor league baseball games. They like have a,
they
like,
throw,
a,
like, a,
like a hot dog cannon. And
they have a t-shirt gun that shoots.
Yeah, yeah, that shoots
really?
Hot dogs.
Where?
Yeah, they're good.
Where? What?
I saw that in a minor league baseball game.
We got to go see some minor league games.
We could go.
We should go. Let's go right now.
All right.
Bye.
See ya.
See ya. Okay, so this was an exciting week in sports. Sportsy Talk is very excited. Yeah, because preseason football started finally. Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah, there's nothing more boring than preseason football.
No, it's awesome. Oh, so many awesome things happened. The best and most awesomest thing that happened in the actual games. I mean, there was a lot
oh,
of stuff happening
game.
Not in the games. Okay, but in the games, the best and most awesomest thing was that Tim Tebow scored a touchdown for the Eagles. He carried the ball in for the Eagles and scored a touchdown.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool. I
was looking. Really like him.
I was looking for the song "What a Friend We Have in Jesus" by Shubby Taylor.
It's his favorite song.
I don't know if the Shubby Taylor version is his favorite song, but it is allegedly Tim Tebow's favorite song. But that CD has walked away. So,
well, he should still
we
be
have
on the,
it not. I'm sorry to say.
If he was still on the Jets, he'd probably be their starting quarterback because
Geno Smith's
face has been rearranged.
That is like the most Jets thing that's ever happened, except for the butt fumble.
Butt fumble.
I think the butt fumble, number one.
Butt fumble comes first.
You cannot disrespect the butt fumble. But number two is Geno Smith getting his jaw broken before the season even starts by a teammate who's no longer a teammate. Oh, and this is great. Okay, so the guy who hit him, whose name I can't remember or pronounce. Let me see if I got it written down. I.K. Inankpali? Inankpali?
Inankpali.
Yeah, something like that. Okay, right? He got released immediately for breaking Geno's jaw and keeping him out of... Geno Smith is out. Like, it's just like, okay, he got hit in the face, but that doesn't mean he can play, you know? So he's out for like 10
No, he was playing catch on his front yard, and he got in trouble with the team because they're like, you really shouldn't be...
He shouldn't do anything.
Anything.
Anything, right? He's out for 10 weeks. So the guy who hit him got released immediately, and guess who picked him up? Immediately.
The Bills, because...
Yes, because Wex Wyan is a crazy pants.
I think
they're...
So you remember that, you know, they used to watch the Super Friends, and the Legion of Doom had this, like, underwater swamp headquarters that just came out of the water.
That's like the Bills.
That's
like
where the Bills practice.
Yeah, nice.
They're trying to, like, form the most evil team imaginable.
It's so crazy. Okay, so now... Wex Wyan has Inankpali, that guy, we can't pronounce his name.
Yep.
They have Richie Incognito, who's
the bully.
Who's the bully, just anger management nut job guy. They sent him, his college team sent him to the Menninger Clinic to try to get him straightened out, and they couldn't fix him. So he's crazy for good. And they also picked up Percy Harvey, right?
Yeah, he was the guy who... Tried to fight half the Seahawks last year.
Yeah, he hit Golden Tate in the head. And he hit some other guy in the head. I mean, he was just like going around like slugging all his teammates. So they've got him on the Bills now. So the Bills are going to be like rock'em sock'em robots. It's going to be awesome.
They, apparently, Rex Ryan they're doing like split practices with the Browns, and Rex Ryan had to let I.K. and Inankpali know that like there's no fighting at joint practice.
As if that's tell him that.
Yeah, apparently they had to have a speech.
They think that that's okay. He thought that was fine. That's great.
Pet and Rex just addressed both teams. Rex called out new linebacker I.K. and Inankpali. No fighting.
So
good luck.
So good luck with that.
Hopefully you'll have an NFL career for the rest of the week.
Nice. Oh, that's so crazy. It's so crazy. I love that. 201-209-9368 if you'd like to talk to us about the crazy.
Ike says, this is a really, really great show, except for all the sports. Thank you, Ike.
Thank you, Ike.
And one of those sideways emoji, swinking.
Yeah. Those are the best.
You have to tip your head.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Besides preseason football starting.
Yeah.
Our fantasy football league.
Did everybody join up?
No, that's why we have to talk. We haven't told anybody about it.
Oh, we didn't?
Well, we kind of mentioned it in passing like 2 weeks ago or something. No, we have not. We have not told people where to go, what to do, how to do it.
Let me see here if I'm signed in.
Okay, so we're on ESPN.com, right?
We're in the do-over league, right?
Yeah, it's called the Sportsy Talk do-over league. That's the name of the league, and what you do is you go to ESPN.com and you sign up for fantasy football. It's free. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play for money. We play for glory. We play for the chance.
We pay for making fun of you when we beat you.
That's true. Or you can make fun of us. You can call in and make fun of us, or you can be on the comments board and make fun of us. That's fine, too. And we actually encourage people who know nothing about football. Because
please do join, because
I
wouldn't
fun.
Mind beating
it's,
you.
This is like your... This is like your bitty baby training wheels.
No, everybody who was in the league last year is in the league right now. So, Bronwyn's Bronies.
Don't their names just come up?
I already invited all those people.
You invited them all?
Yeah, it says they're joined. Joined.
So we need new people to join. So
because there's like 14 more slots.
Yeah, so we have available places. It doesn't cost you anything. You go to ESPN.com, you sign up for fantasy football, and then... It says choose your league that you want to be in, and the league that you are looking for is Sportsy Talk Do-Over League.
Yeah.
And then you just join there, and then that's all you have to do right now. You don't have to do anything else, and then you're in the league.
Or you can send me an email at jimthepoet@wfmu.org. I will check that email.
Are you going to look at that email?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, let's hypothetically look at that.
Okay,
we'll look at that email.
jimthepoet@wfmu.org, or you can send one to bronwync@wfmu.org, and I'll look at the email, and I'll forward it to you if you want that.
I'm hoping Kat... Right? From Chicago. Who's my benefactor.
Yeah, and
I hope she'll join.
Is listener Dan B from upstate? He's not on there either, is he?
It's Studio B Ben.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Danny D.
It's a guy named Zach.
And a guy named Joe.
And a guy named Joe.
And you and me.
Yep.
And that's it.
And
so
I came in last place last year, so.
I came in first place. Ha ha.
Yeah, all she did last year, we were kind of a little drunk on the air.
You made fun of me, but I won.
She just picked up old Giants she remembered.
You made fun of me, but
they were on other teams.
Didn't I win? Yes.
I mean, maybe,
what
probably,
does it matter?
Technically.
What does it matter?
I'm just
I came in first.
This is what
I
you said
care.
Last year.
I'm just saying. You wouldn't let me draft Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Okay, so anyway, so once you sign up, then what's going to happen is, in case you've never done this before, this is a really good league to try it out.
Yep.
See how it goes.
We have a head coach, we have a punter, we have a kicker.
Yeah, so what you do is we're going to draft, and you will pick players for these different positions.
Yeah, maybe I can add some defensive guys.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't get it too complicated.
Cornerbacks.
Don't get it complicated.
Ha ha, Clinton Dix.
Make it easy.
Easy?
Yeah,
just couldn't be easier.
Keep it simple. This is what I'm saying, is that like we have a lot of listeners who aren't terribly sportsy. We have a lot of listeners who the only thing they know about sports is what they hear us say, right? Which is so...
Which you should believe. I mean,
yeah, because we are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today.
I mean, you couldn't be in better hands.
No, and this is the best fantasy football league that you could possibly be in, particularly if you are that not very sportsy yet person.
Yes,
right?
And usually those are the people who win. And are we giving away something?
This year, we're going to do it the same as last year. We are going to give somebody a chance to co-host.
Who won last year? You won.
I won, so we didn't have a co-host.
We didn't have a co-host.
Yeah, we didn't have a co-host. But before that, was last year
Studio B Ben won the March Madness.
Studio B Ben won.
And then Danny D won March Madness.
And Jamie Gutierrez.
Jamie, what did he win?
He got World Cup.
Oh, cool.
When we had the World Cup brackets.
I thought I had won that, but
no,
I somehow
didn't.
Got jobbed
you
out of that, too.
You actually didn't. You didn't. Oh,
somehow
wait,
there was
it.
Cheating involved.
There was no cheating. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim and Bronwyn.
Hey, what's
Hi,
up, Danny D?
Hi, Danny D. You gonna give a little pep talk about people joining up for the Sportsy Talk Do-Over League?
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. A good time was had by all.
Okay, good.
You should invite the people that were in the original league.
Yeah, you're getting to a point. I have no idea how to get them.
Do-over league.
I have no idea how to do that.
And some of them, figure out who was in the league and just shoot them an email and just send a link. Don't do it through the automated ESPN system.
All right.
I think Nate Decay was in the original league and not the do-over league.
I am clicking around now feverishly.
Okay, you do that. Okay.
I'm feverishly clicking.
I don't think you have to actually do that while we're on the air.
Oh, okay.
But you have to do it soon.
Oh.
You might have to do it tonight.
So it's like homework?
Yeah, it's homework for tonight.
And then, is the draft taking place during the episode next week? Is
yes.
that correct?
No, well...
We don't call them episodes. We call them shows. Episodes are like something I have at the mall flailing on the floor.
Something. You had a little episode.
Yeah, I have episodes sometimes.
I have episodes in the studio all the time. I had one a couple weeks ago. I was so sorry about it. Okay, so... yeah, well, that's the thing. Okay, Jim the Poet is not going to be here physically next week.
I don't think I will be physically.
No, you can't be here.
I'm rarely here physically and mentally as it is.
So,
but this week I physically won't be here.
Okay, you physically won't be here, and therefore you will be able to run the draft.
I will be able to.
Yeah.
I mean, hypothetically,
will you be running it during the program?
Yes, I'll be at my job being paid to draft on the NFL. Hopefully I'll be fired, and then I'll have a lot more time to devote to the show.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just want to know, because Danny D has a question, and I do too. I don't really know how we're going to run the draft next Monday.
Well, it's a snake draft.
What does that mean?
Snake draft means,
snake farm. Sounds real nasty. Snake farm.
I don't know.
Pretty much is. Snake farm. You know that song?
Hello? Is my microphone on?
That's an awesome
What's
song.
What's happening?
That's a Snake Farm. Do you know the song?
Are you okay?
Snake
Are you having
Farm?
An episode?
No, do you know the song?
No,
Snake
I have
Farm?
No idea what you're talking
it's
about.
It's a great song.
You keep
we
saying Snake
it.
Farm.
That's the name of the song. It's
okay.
really good.
All right. I still can't figure out how to send those people emails that were in the other.
Yeah, I post a link to the league.
Don't they listen to the show? Can't they just do what we ask them to do?
Yeah, just do what we say.
Don't make me work more than I, you know.
Don't.
This is the hardest job I have, and I don't even get paid.
I know.
To be on the radio for an hour every week. I don't know how people do it.
I don't, you know, people do like 3-hour shows. Can you imagine?
A snake draft means, I don't know, it's like, think of a snake eating its own tail.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you have to think of that.
Do they really do that?
They don't do that in real life, no. First round is like it goes 1 through whatever. If we have 20 teams, 12, it'll be 1 through
or
12 or 20 or whatever.
Teams, right?
Yeah.
And then the 20th team will pick 21st, and it'll go down on the opposite way.
Oh, so it just goes back and forth?
Like a snake.
A snake's so wriggling. Back and forth. Why don't they call it the...
I don't know. We'll call them.
Call
I have no idea why they call it that
something
way.
Else. Okay, so that's going to happen.
Yeah, next.
But then the people that are in the middle are always in the middle. They don't get to go first ever, and they don't.
But you pick like twice, or you pick close together, so you can actually get good players that way too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're just gonna pick Giants. You're just gonna get Eli.
I know. I'm not.
You're gonna get Mark Bavaro. No, I know who you're gonna get.
You don't know who I'm gonna get.
Yeah, it's every.
You'd be surprised.
It'll all be Giants.
Right, Bronwyn?
What, Danny D?
You're gonna have one Eagle though.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. She's gonna draft.
One Eagle, one former Patriot.
She'll get Rex.
Rex will be your head coach.
Rex will be the head coach.
That way, team. We could just handpick Bronwyn's team now, and then let everybody else.
You
draft
guys are
it,
you guys are really
that
that's
he's
really, that's
he's
really,
trying to create like Murder Incorporated in Buffalo. Like he's gonna have just guys.
Ray
trying,
Cruz, yeah, Ray Cruz.
You're trying to cause dissension, Danny.
There's
D.
no dissension. What dissension?
I won't have it. No. You guys are just jealous because I won last. I don't. I don't
jealous.
I think
yeah.
You just have to like accept that a woman can beat you at fantasy
well,
football.
Who won the original league?
Nobody. I mean, we
did
never.
I win the original?
We
oh,
never
no,
looked
we
at it.
We played that one out.
Nobody did. Nobody looked at that.
Ike says, seriously though, any chance of a News of the Dead in sports feature or something like that? News of the Dead from concussion related injuries.
We could do that.
That would be. That's cheerful.
Well, Frank Gifford died.
Frank Gifford's dead. Yeah. And Kathy Lee was happy about that he died, like, I don't know, he was all dressed, like, in his favorite outfit, like, tight
was it
black
like a
pants.
Pink, was
and
it like a pink cowgirl outfit with
oh,
fringe?
No, no, that was just something that they did, you know, on anniversaries.
Privately, yeah.
No, no, but that she was glad that he died, like, because he didn't want to be, like, in a hospital on. And all, you know. Yeah, he was right, he was good to go. Snake Farm? What? Cat in Chicago says, I don't understand fantasy sports any more than I do real sports.
Good. You'll be perfect.
Perfect.
Just do it. It'll be really
she
good.
She said she can barely even listen to this explanation because they're expecting me to do work right now at work.
I'm sorry.
Leave me alone. I'm listening to important radio, says Kat in Chicago.
Kat, you know, you can listen
who
to
I'm
it.
Who I'm brought to you by, DJ Kat
right.
in Chicago.
You can listen to it in the archive, and it's really simple right now. All you have to do and even know about is just go to ESPN.com. You don't have to do it right this minute, but do it this week. And sign up for fantasy football and go in the Sportsy Talk Do Over League. You can just sign up for that automatically and it's free.
Okay, I have an idea because Ken from Hyde Park says the Bills should have this motto, Countdown to the Meltdown.
Oh, and that's
should
nice.
Should we invite Richie Incognito to be on our show?
Yes!
Okay.
Yes. Oh, you know, we're, okay, we...
can we pretend to be from Western New York?
Some friends of mine and I.
Can we be nice to him or are you going to yell at him because he's a bully? You gonna be able to be nice to him?
No, I'm gonna seduce him.
You're gonna seduce him?
I am.
What?
On the air. I'm gonna talk sexy sex talk to Richie Incognito.
What?
I'm gonna phone sex him on the air.
Phone
it's
sex.
Awesome.
Okay,
it's
well I'll put that in the letter then.
Put that in the letter. DJ Bronwyn C will phone sex you.
Are
on
you
the air.
Available for phone sex?
Phone sex.
On our program.
It's free.
On our episode.
Yeah, our episode. Exactly. Yeah. So that's
that'll be a good
okay,
show.
Okay. And so somehow, some way, next week. Okay. So how will people draft? Are they going to have to like connect to you by phone or on the
connect
on
to
the,
me?
Online.
Well,
yeah, everyone
online,
will be on the computer.
Everybody's
yeah. There's everybody's
the computer
is attached. Is connected to everybody else's computer through the internet.
Yeah, but I can't do that when I'm running the show.
What do you
I
mean?
Won't be able to do. Well,
sure
I won't
will.
Be able to draft because I'll be on the air.
No, you'll be able to draft.
How can I draft
you know,
if I'm on
your
the
cell
air?
Phone or tablet or something?
I don't think the ESPN stuff doesn't work on the cell phones, but
yeah, it doesn't work very well.
What you can do is open a different browser, like I do when I'm.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
I'm right
yes,
now.
Right.
DJ Bronwyn is showing me how to work the board. Yes. And I'm here in the
showing me how
co-pilot
to work the computer.
Seat.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And what I do is I will open a different
a little window. Because
we both open a different window. Yeah.
Yeah.
We both drafted off of this.
Yeah.
Last year, and you just open Chrome and then sign into ESPN and draft from there.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
All right.
That's a way to do it.
I know, but I'll be on the.
Or you can bring a computer from home.
I'll be on the
I can bring you a computer. Or I could close the bookstore early and come over here and show you how to use the computer.
No, that's fine.
I mean, no.
I'll do it. But I just don't want to be like drafting on the air like we were last year.
That was great. I thought that was one of the best episodes.
That was terrible.
We were a little drunk, and that was during Night People.
Yeah, that was during Night
so that
People.
That technically wasn't our show.
So maybe next week we should draft at 7 instead of at 6. We should draft.
Well, how is that going to help you? Are you going to go upstairs?
Yeah, I'll just go out in the.
It's going to help me by being auto draft because I'm going to be heading to the station then.
Mm-hmm. You're coming to the station?
Yeah, I. You know, I'm like temporary call screener for like Dave's show, right?
No.
What? No one tells me anything.
No one tells us anything.
First of all,
he won't talk to us.
Dave's mad at me because I didn't recognize him.
You know, but I never recognize anybody, so you should.
You have an excuse.
Well, tell people you're face blind.
I just don't care who other people are.
Right.
And if I've only heard you on the radio, I have no idea what your face looks like.
Okay,
so Dave Hill's mad at me.
Yeah, he is.
We have a spat.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hates me. I'm don't know who he is. So, I mean, if you could patch things up.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be great. Cuz he's mad at me.
Maybe you can call in and have it out tonight.
I don't want to have it out. No, I my call would be screened out right now.
I meant hash it out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Are you screening calls tonight?
Maybe you should just
Are you in a car right now?
Where are you, Danny D?
Are you downstairs? Like, what's going on?
I'm in the house.
The call is coming from inside the studio.
The call is coming from inside the studio. Run!
The 7 o'clock is actually more difficult.
No, I actually don't think Dave cares who I am or knows who I am.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm saying that it would be easier for me to draft at 7, and Danny D is saying it would be harder for him.
Uh-huh.
Who wins?
What?
Who wins?
I don't care. I don't know. We could start at 6:30.
If it's not during the show, does it have to be the same day as the show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Does it have to be the same day?
I guess that would be the logical question.
It could be any time.
We said it had to be Monday. We scheduled it for Monday, for next Monday.
I scheduled it for the show because I thought we'd be on the show and we'd be able to have...
But you're not going to be here.
We'd be having interesting conversations about the draft. Like we did last year.
Like last year. Oh, that was great.
We forgot we were on the radio for a while.
Can we make
it? We had the draft, it took like 13 minutes, right?
It was horrible. Can we take...
It took a long time.
Yeah, it took hours. Can we do it a different day?
Yeah, we can do it any day you guys want.
What do you want to do? Like Sunday? Is Sunday good for you?
I have no life. I mean, I'm either at the bookstore or at this radio station for an hour or at home crying.
Okay, or...
So any of those days is fine with me.
You might want to make it Sunday? Move it up to Sunday?
Next
and make, like, a review? Like, you can do a big Sporty Talk review of the team?
Yeah, my team is going to end up... I'm going to be drunk, so my team's going to be lousy.
Can you run the draft while you're drunk and crying?
I don't have to run anything. The computer does it for me.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And it makes this little ESPN sound. I'll be like... Or whatever the ESPN sound is,
I don't remember hearing that. Did it do that last year?
Yeah, it was on the air. Yeah, it was an hour of us doing that. Yeah, you can go on the studio. Go into Night People. You know, press old shows. You can listen to us drafting last year.
I never want to do that again. That was awful.
I mean,
it goes dun 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 dun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something when it's your turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Because ESPN owns that sound.
Can we
do that
Sunday?
Yeah, what time?
I don't know. I'm free the whole day. I got nothing. I'll be watching the Mets win and the Yankees.
Yeah, I posted the link into the league.
I see it there.
I hope in the comments board.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
How do you have a heart? How
come when I try and sign up?
When I make comments on the comment board, there's no heart. When you do, there's hearts. I think I'm not signed in. Jim B asked, "What's the tune in the background? Is that the Kanye? Are we doing Kanye West?"
Yeah, that's the Kanye Rockabye.
Kanye West Rockabye song.
What is it?
For
I'll tell you which one.
Listener
it was.
Laura?
Yeah, she falls asleep to our show.
Yeah, she's asleep right now listening to the podcast.
It's called Stronger.
Stronger. That's anything that doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Yeah. Here's one called Jesus Walks.
Yeah, you know that one? Jesus Walks.
Should I put that one on? Because that would be like for Tim Tebow, right?
Sure.
I was so happy that Tim Tebow got to play for the Eagles. I think that's so exciting.
Look at that. I mean, look. All I know is that he had more yards than Bradford and Sanchez combined and threw less interceptions than Barkley. He's obviously the number one quarterback.
And he ran it in for a touchdown.
Correct. Barkley didn't do that.
Nope.
Barkley is on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Charles.
I know. The Eagles are the best.
They're
right?
a mess. I mean, what is going on?
All the teams are a
Charles
mess.
Barkley, but
well,
all the teams are a mess.
My Patriots, you know, they apparently started Tom Brady. You know, I went home last Thursday.
Excuse me. From now on, we have to refer to him as shape-shifting reptilian football cheater, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's how we refer to him now.
That's how that woman sees him, and she probably sees the truth.
She was right. Did you see? I mean, like, there's a I posted today on Twitter, DJ Bronwyn C, Twitter, posted a, you know, because I'm
face-blind, right? That's a good photo, right?
Photo, a good photo of Tom Brady next to her drawing.
He's a sleestack, apparently.
He looks exactly like that.
Yeah.
Shape-shifting reptilian football cheater.
There was a big poetry marathon in Boston.
Yay!
They were like, why don't you come and do some radio up in Boston, you know, beforehand, you know, come up on the Thursday. And so I came up on the Thursday. There was no radio to be had.
So
I ended up going to and visiting my folks and seeing how they were doing.
Yeah.
And, they're doing pretty good. Okay. Except the house is falling down. There was one of the main. They went up in the attic for the first time in 5 years because there was like a dead squirrel up there or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, because they had 500 feet of snow during this winter.
Oh yeah, it was terrible winter.
There was a giant beam that was cut in half. That they were like, wow, that seems like a problem. And you're like, jeez, guys.
Yeah, that's not good.
Maybe we should get that fixed.
I'm kind of glad you weren't on up there, Jim. Because I mean,
no, I was eventually on. You can look it up.
You're the most trusted team. And I don't think the most trusted team is in New England, so...
Just half the most trusted
You can trust
team.
That they will be cheating.
Yeah.
And I wrote a Tom Brady poem. If you want to look around
Brady
on Boston...
Poem?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wrote
Do you have it with you?
The league
You're
so
not going to like the Tom Brady poem.
Yes, I will.
No, it's a fawning piece. Because
That's
I went
okay.
and watched the game with my parents. And they think I'm... Oh. You know, my parents listen to the show. I hope Mom and Dad are doing well.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
They love the show. Except they think I'm a traitor. And they think I've been overcome by Jets and Giants fans to like.
Yes.
And what I have to describe to them is like everyone in New England thinks Tom Brady is innocent. Free Tom Brady is everywhere.
Free Tom Brady.
And everywhere else, everyone knows he's guilty. So like you get to like New Haven, and all of a sudden it's like you're in a place where they're like, no, of course Tom Brady's innocent. What are you talking about? No, of course OJ didn't kill those people. You know, it was the real killers who are out there.
Yeah, and the team is—they're trolling the NFL so hard, it's great. You know, they're like going to have newspapers, so they're going to be giving out free Tom Brady.
No, they're selling the shirt. The shirts are everywhere.
Yeah.
No, the poem I wrote is called "Free Tom Brady." Free Brady.
Okay.
But you're not going to like this poem. You're going to make fun of me for having written this poem.
I will make fun of you, but go ahead.
Well, I wrote it on the train to the Boston radio station.
Danny D, I'm not gonna say goodbye, but I'm gonna take your mic down and I'm gonna take my mic down, and it's just gonna be.
Oh really?
Jim the poet.
You're really putting a lot of pressure on this poem.
Jim the poet reading his poetry on Sportsy Talk. This is very exciting. Okay, go ahead.
No, wait a minute.
What? Go.
Why are you turning everything down?
Because...
You can pipe in.
Okay.
You're just putting a lot of pressure on this poem. And I wrote this on the train to the radio station.
Which is fantastic. Go ahead.
No. Free Brady. I'll do it like Robert Pinsky would read, because his voice is so good. So I'll make it like, Free Brady. From the stifled sideline he emerged, dispersing the fog of summer and spring, angst... dispersing the fog of summer and spring angst, and it was like all those piles of New England snow melted again, poof. Behind center as usual, pointing variously left and right, barking toward baffled Packers, he was in preseason form, glittering against the Foxborough sunset. Oh, captain, our captain, when he is free, we are free, fearing not that winter is coming.
So beautiful.
No, you hate that poem.
That poem is hilarious. Are you kidding?
Turn Danny D back up.
Oh, captain, our captain. Oh, my God.
I should have been, our quarterback or something. I don't know.
Captain, my captain.
I mean, I wrote you can't see. There's the picture of me holding it up, and it's written on the back of an MBTA ticket.
Always written on the back of things. Yeah. No, captain, our captain is like, it's like a reference to that other poem, so that's nice.
Hey, Jim, I don't mean to sound crazy, but I just got an email that said the Sportsy Talk League has been reactivated.
Yeah, I did that too.
Why did you do that? That's going to screw up everything.
What's happening?
That's going to mess up everything. Everybody's going to join the wrong league again.
Oh, they're doing that?
Get rid of that.
What happened?
Unactivate it.
Okay.
Unactivate.
I'll delete
that.
It.
Delete that.
I'll delete it.
Just delete the whole league. Get
I'll
rid of it.
Delete it.
Really?
This is my new poem. I'll delete it. I'll delete it.
Glittering.
See, Ike says I have a great Robert Pinsky. I love Robert Pinsky. You know,
I know
he's
you do.
Great
we tried,
poet.
We tried to get him on the show.
Polaroid. Yeah. Robert Pinsky wrote me like 3 or 4 weeks after I asked him, and he goes, "Oh, I don't think I responded to this. There's no way I'm going to do it, but thanks for thanks for thinking of me, pal."
Oh, that voice! I thought that voice was like that NFL dude.
Yeah, it kind of sounded toward the end. It was like, "On the glittering tundra, Packers Field." Bill Belichick found a new way to cheat. You see Belichick, like Belichick right. during the game. Well, yeah. first of all, like they were like, we're going to stick it to the NFL. We'll play Brady yeah. for a couple things yeah, and whatever. Yeah, and, like, nobody cared.
All right.
But Belichick's always like writing things down or having his son writing things down. And it's like mm-hmm. new ways to cheat. He's like, oh, I thought of
a new way to take a note. I thought of a new way to cheat.
What if we. It's 11 guys and a midget, but it's not like, you know, like a, it's like, well, 11 guys and a midget. Is that question mark? Is that a thing? I don't know. Wait, wait. What if we all dressed like the ball? Dressed like the ball.
Good. All right, guys.
All righty, but I tell you what, though, yes, Pistorius is back, man.
I know, we were just going to
yeah, they're letting him out of jail.
Just going to talk about that. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, definitely. Don't break into his house.
Hey, maybe he could play for the Patriots.
Sure.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Well, the Bills would probably have first shot since he's a felon of some kind. He's a murderer, right?
He's
they love they love collecting murderers.
Yep. They'll take Aaron Hernandez when he gets out. Is he ever getting out?
No.
Okay, never mind. All right. Thanks, Danny D.
Thank you.
Talk to you next time.
Thank
Bye.
You, Danny D.
There.
Danny D says, oh, they should post Jim's poetry on the bath. It would be good to have poems on the PATH train because the PATH train's usually broken down.
Yeah.
Like last night I was waiting. We got into New York at like midnight-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then it took me till 2 to get home because the PATH train just kind of like comes to World Trade Center and sits.
Oh,
and
no,
so I read every ad like 100 times over.
Are you kidding?
No, no. It really just
That's
sits.
Awful.
Yeah, they love to sit.
Hmm.
It's their favorite thing.
They
I
post
no
poetry on the subways.
They do.
Yeah.
Poetry in motion.
Yes.
Which can make you a little seasick, I mean, depending on how the poem is.
Heaven, it will be a place.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
If you want to talk to us about preseason football, the Sportsy Talk do-over, Fantasy Football League.
My poetry.
Some baseball, yeah.
Baseball.
Baseball. Oh man, do you know what okay. You know how they have those Rob Lowe commercials where he's like,
yes.
I'm Rob Lowe and I'm
right.
tragically unemployed
and
Rob Lowe.
Strangely, Rob
you know?
Lowe has a lot of acting talent that I had no idea about.
No, he's really funny, right?
Because he
good.
Was like, all he played was super handsome guys in the 80s and now he yeah. plays super funny guys now. But he was actually
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah. So he, now they're doing those same commercials, but they're doing with football players.
Right.
So I saw Eli Manning and bad comedian Eli Manning. And it was the most. I
you didn't like that.
I thought my eyes were gonna like be forever ruined or something. Like I'd never be able to see anything again. It was like it burned. It was horrible. And Evan Funk Davies, one of our fine.
Is he's in one of the commercials?
He's one of our fine WFM.
Yes, he does a nice job.
Yes, and he said that he saw artsy craftsy Tony Romo.
Yes.
He said,
I was
going to
say that was Drew Brees.
Is
it artsy fartsy Tony Romo or
he said
Drew Brees is in one too?
Really? I haven't seen either one of those.
Drew Brees is in like a lot of commercials. Like you know, he's pretty good in commercials.
Well, they did.
Romo does like pizza commercials.
Yeah.
Because he was in a pizza commercial last year with Rex Ryan.
Uh huh. Because
Rex Ryan was like throwing the red flag on people's pizzas or something. Like, get your flag off my pizza.
What?
And then Drew Brees like does a lot of NyQuil ads and other things. No, it was like he did a bunch
and
of NyQuil ads.
Eli Manning does like Dunkin' Donuts ads or something usually.
Yeah,
and
local
he's
ones.
He's not,
local
yeah,
New
local,
England ones.
Local.
They don't play those in Boston because people would burn down.
I know. But they're not, you know, he's not as good as Peyton, right, at ads. But they cleaned him all up.
Who's not as good as Peyton at ads?
Eli.
You don't they're in ads together that are terrific.
I think Peyton Manning is very good in commercials.
He's good everywhere.
I think he's good everywhere.
I mean, I don't know how he is.
Well, now,
like,
not
you know,
now. His shoulder's gone and he's 50 years
old. Well, his head's
going
to fall off.
I mean, yeah, his head's tiny and withering. Sad head.
But every year the Patriots would beat them in the playoffs, they would quote his commercials to him. There was one that was cut that meat, cut that, because they, you know, there was a commercial where like Peyton Manning would go to people's workplaces and mock them.
And
so then in the playoffs when the Patriots would beat him, we would chant it at him, and he goes, "There's nothing I can say." Like they got
I don't think he was intended to be mocking people. I think he was intended to be like cheering for them. Cut that meat. Yeah, I think they were intended to be like cheers, not mockery.
Okay. That's one interpretation.
That's a problem with you New Englanders. You don't know the difference.
We don't care.
You don't care.
We take everything as a slight. We're very we all have chips on our shoulders. It's the 500 feet of snow that falls every winter.
Winter begins
October 1st and ends May 1st.
Winter begins October 1st. When does the World Series begin this year?
October 27th.
The first game of the World Series is going to be October 27th.
And they don't play back. Do they play back-to-back games? Maybe they play back-to-back games.
Sometimes.
But it's going to take forever. And it's going to be freezing. And they're going to be wearing winter hats.
If it's seven games,
they'll have mittens on.
It's going to be well into November.
That's ridiculous.
That's just nuts. That's really nuts.
And it's going to be Yankees versus Mets, obviously. So
yeah,
or they're Toronto. And Toronto's cold in the winter. They have
a dome,
though.
New York is cold in the winter, and we don't have a dome.
Oops.
I know. When I saw Game 4 of the 2001 World Series, it was on October 31st.
Right, yeah, that's...
It was pretty chilly, and then it went into November.
Jeter was Mr. November.
Yeah, he was Mr. November, and it went into November. And luckily, it wasn't that bad of weather in New York, and they played half of the games.
No, but they
in
wear
Arizona.
Winter hats usually and
I know,
stuff like
I mean,
that.
It gets cold. I mean, it does. It was
Minnesota.
Cold.
Well, Minnesota used to have a dome, so they could play deep into the playoffs.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's outside and it's just cold.
Yeah, but what
I mean,
are
it
the
starts
chances,
getting cold
what are the
in September.
Are going to be in? I mean,
zero.
Yeah,
there's
exactly,
zero chance
right,
that they. I mean, they would have to win 45 games in a row to make the playoffs.
But I mean, it could be Toronto.
Oh, Toronto, very likely. They're pretty good.
Yeah, or the Yankees, very likely.
Yeah.
They're not good, but somehow they're in first place, so that's good.
Well, they've had great seasons by Teixeira and A-Rod and
I don't
Beltran's
know. I mean,
coming on.
I think all those guys, Carlos Beltran committed
an error. Jacoby Ellsbury.
He committed an error Sunday and like...
An error? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the guy's like 45 years old.
That's what I'm saying. These guys are old.
You can't see the ball anymore.
They're old. They're kind of like... You know, iffy. I mean, sometimes
if the Yankees
keep hitting five or six home runs a game, they'll be fine.
Yeah,
of course. They have terrible pitching. I mean, it's just like you know, iffy. I think it's iffy with the Yankees, but you know, they're still in first place. So
yeah, they're good.
They're
first
not
place
good.
Is good.
First place is good. The Yankees aren't that good, but somehow they're there.
I mean, they're good enough to be in first place.
Exactly.
As opposed to the Red Sox, who
I mean, we don't even have to worry about those.
I don't know what's going on over
there. You know what's wrong with the Red Sox?
Social experiment.
They don't know how to cheat.
Apparently
if
not.
If they could figure out, is it easier to cheat in football than...
Well, we cheated with that shilling blood on the sock thing.
I know,
that was all ketchup or something.
Yeah. That sock is in the Hall of Fame.
The sock is in the Hall of Fame. If I was the Yankees, I would have bunted every at-bat of that game beat the team by like 25 runs.
Yeah, right?
I don't know what they were
that
thinking.
That would have been fantastic.
Joe Torre's like, no, we just have too much class for that. I was like, yeah, you have too much class to beat the guy
who's
obviously limping around.
Yeah, come on. Just beat him.
Beat him.
Beat him.
Vince Lombardi says, Tom Brady should wear a burka and get his balls inflated. His wife had wore a burqa to Paris and got a boob job or something like that.
Really?
So,
I didn't
supermodel.
Know about that. Yeah,
apparently Giselle. They're on the rocks. So,
oh, Giselle.
I mean, this is what I get from like.
Did she like discover that he's a shape shifting reptilian football cheater, and so now she doesn't want to be married to him anymore?
Maybe. Yeah.
They have children.
They have a lot of They have a couple of those.
Snakes have lots of kids, I think.
Snakes
lay a lot of eggs, you know, and they're just like creepy.
What are they in that show V? Where they're like this
reptilian
V? Underneath. That was a great show.
Yeah, remember the V and like the first one of V. Like,
yeah, the first
in the
V
80s.
Was good.
Yeah, like when
the V a couple years ago was no good.
Yeah, no, the first one though, where like the woman gave birth to a hand puppet, that was
fantastic. That was terrifying.
That was the most fantastic thing. <of tea. laughs>
Glenn reminds me that CeCe Sabathia was picking a fight with a bunch of hecklers on the streets of Toronto.
Yeah.
And now he's apologizing. It's like,
and now he's a Buffalo Bill.
Well, the thing with CeCe is
Ryan picked him up.
Like if you throw at a member of the Yankees, CeCe is going to come out of like whether it's his pitching day or he doesn't care. No, he will come out of the dugout like he's going to fight the pitcher. It's like relax, CeCe. Like you throw about 40 miles an hour now. Like you're not going to hurt anybody. Just calm down. Get yourself some Captain Crunch.
Uh-huh.
Although he's been pitching better.
He's a little better.
I liked him better when he was fat.
Yeah.
I like Governor Christie. I like the Governor Christie a lot better when he's fat.
He still is fat.
He's not fat enough.
He's
and Rex isn't even fat enough. Rex was really much more fun when he was.
Chris Christie is not even in New Jersey anymore, is he? I mean, isn't
he is
just
in
like,
New Hampshire.
He's just like touring around the country trying to get votes for president.
He needs to win New Hampshire.
I never hear of him doing anything in New Jersey.
Well, what are you going to do here, man?
I don't know. I mean, he could go be governor.
It's at like the.
I mean.
It is the broken down car of the states of the United States. It's like where are you going? Like, what are you going to do? Nothing.
Sitting the side of the road. Hey, we should talk about Oscar Pistorius getting out of prison.
Well, he goes from prison to, like, home arrests, like, inside some kind of giant mansion.
Yeah. He served 10 months in prison. I think his trial was longer than the time he served. I mean...
Yeah.
He was we have to tell people who Oscar Pistorius is.
He was in the Olympics a few years ago.
For South Africa.
He was a guy who has got those...
prosthetic legs. He has like...
Yeah, like blades.
Yeah,
instead of legs.
Yeah, they're like curved bars of metal somehow. And he's a track star. And he was considered very inspiring, right?
Yeah, no, he was a great story for the Olympics. And then he like killed his girlfriend on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, he shot his girlfriend on Valentine's Day, and
as she wept on the like
the
bathroom. Yeah, she was like on the floor of the bathroom, weeping and hiding from him, and he like.
And somehow he thought she
shot her with a bunch of things.
He thought she was a burglar coming in, even though she was crying on the floor of the bathroom.
Yeah, usually burglars break into my house and start weeping. That's when I know I'm being robbed.
So he shot her to death. And he was put on trial, and the trial went forever because it's South Africa.
Which is too bad because she was like a supermodel, super nice person who raised a bunch of money for like.
She was very nice,
you know.
Yeah. She was very socially active and stuff and did a lot of stuff. And so she's dead. So he served 10 months, and then he got out. He's getting out, and it's.
And he's going to a mansion for house arrest for the rest of his. I mean, I don't understand how South African law works.
No.
But apparently, like, you only go to jail for, like, a year for shooting up the place with, like, a machine gun or whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, and it's in South Africa, this is Women's Month. So he's getting out, you know, with his 10-month sentence on Women's Month.
That's good.
Yeah. Because, you know, killing women is...
We'll just, like with the OJ thing, we'll just have to wait till he kills again. And then maybe we'll get him next time.
Well, OJ, you know, they got him for, like, robbing stuff.
Yeah, but
right?
They totally framed that up. So some guy comes to him and says, hey, OJ, this guy's got all your stuff.
Let's go rob him.
Let's go get it back.
Yeah.
And OJ's like, yeah, okay. And the guy's working with the cops. And so they bust in, hold this guy hostage and kidnap him and ask him for all this stuff. And then the cops bust in and OJ's still in jail.
Yeah.
We could get him on the show.
Okay,
OJ Simpson.
Make a note, OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson.
Let's call OJ Simpson and tell him we want to talk to him about the Oscar Pistorius
Oscar Pistorius.
We want to get his thoughts.
And who was the other guy, the Richie Incognito,
yeah,
that you're going to apparently have phone sex with?
Yeah, I'm going to have phone sex with Richie Incognito.
Do we need a permission slip for that of some kind?
No.
Okay.
No.
He's terrifying.
We'll be fine. Richie Incognito.
I just circled the word butt fumble on this piece of paper. I have no idea why.
Because it's the best word.
There'll be butt fumbling to be had.
It's the best. Yeah, we'll talk about butt fumbles. That's part of my technique for phone sex is butt fumbling.
What? Oh, yeah.
What? Go ahead. You got
the Red Sox manager has leukemia.
Oh, yeah.
But the old Red Sox manager that got fired, Terry Francona, is going to go to the first chemotherapy session with John Farrell.
Oh.
So isn't that nice?
That is nice.
They're buddies.
They're buddies.
And apparently they can go to the same. But, John Farrell brought the Red Sox to the 2013 World Series. He's got, like, stage one lymphoma, so maybe it's curable and stuff
maybe.
Like that.
Yeah, he's getting treatment.
And if you live in Boston, you got a lot of great doctors, a lot of great hospitals and stuff like that. But, I mean, that's just the cherry on top of, like, another terrible season.
Yeah, no, that's awful. That's really too bad.
I'm hoping he's going to be okay. He seems like a nice guy.
We all hope he'll be okay.
And that's nice. I read that Terry Francona book that Dan Shaughnessy wrote.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't recommend it more if you're interested in, you know, the Red Sox or baseball managers or, you know, whatever, history of baseball. But Francona just seems like one of the greatest people. I mean, like, to hear him tell it from his own point of view, he sounds good. But then it's like, he just sounds like a very sweet person, so... Studio B Ben writes, I'm guessing phone sex with Richie Incognito will include a surprising amount of ham and also the pantsless Chicago Cubs mascot.
Yeah, what do you think we should do when we have phone sex with Richie Incognito?
Wait a minute, we're having phone sex with him now?
Yeah, we could have a threesome, it'd be fine.
What's happening?
Okay, I'd be okay with that.
Threesome?
Yeah. So, listeners, write your suggestions for
Yes, please do. Send them to JimThePoet at Yahoo.com or whatever it is.
WFMU.org. Okay.
There's a three-way in tennis right now.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there was Stan Wawrinka.
Oh, that's not happening.
Thanisi Kaskinakis.
Yeah, that's not happening.
They were yelling at each other because they're both dating some lady named Vichik.
No. The two guys that were playing, both of whom's name I can't pronounce.
Stan Wawrinka and Thanisi Kaskinakis.
No, there was somebody else.
No, they wrote them down.
Playing. Okay, so these two guys were playing, and the one guy started yelling at the other guy that a third guy...
Another guy
had dated his girlfriend. So that's not a...
Dated? Well, that's not that bad. That's not like that...
Sex.
Remember that...
He said something else.
Remember that Drake dated. That Drake and fight with Chris Brown where he wrote him a letter? He's like, I'm having sex with the love of your life. And then they trashed that place and killed me. Throwing vodka bottles at each other.
Yeah.
That's not cool. That's what I'm saying. Don't do that, kids.
Don't do that.
If you're home...
Don't do that.
Don't rub it in other people's faces that you're having sex with their girlfriend.
Who else is going to call us today? 201-209-9368 is the number to call. I think we should give the number more, when we're on the air.
Yeah.
Don't you think so? 201-209-9368.
You could call now. You'd be on the air and
be on the air, immediately.
15 seconds from the time
Danny
you called.
Danny D screens calls for other people, but he doesn't screen calls for
what?
Us.
What? Is it?
We don't have screen.
Are we going to get in trouble with Dave?
We don't have a call screener. Why don't
Are we going to cause problems with Dave Hill going to come after us?
No, he doesn't even know who we are.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Yeah, he wouldn't recognize us no matter what. So the Northwestern football team... Northwestern University football team was trying to unionize because they said, we're basically employees of the university.
I would say not beyond basically, yeah.
Right? I mean, we go in, we don't get paid, we do all this, we work hard, we play football, they make tons of money off of us.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the National Labor Relations Board punted on that. They said, we can't really decide whether you're...
Yeah, that seems like a bunch of garbage, basically.
Yeah, we're the National Labor Relations Board, and we don't really know if you're employees of the university or not.
First of all, the NCAA is like a slimy, shadowy organization that answers to no one and makes
they're
billions.
They're bastards. Absolutely.
I mean, they're like just an awful outfit that doesn't...
Yep.
And then, if you play college football for 4 years and you're in the national championship game 4 years in a row and you get injured, you are paying out of your pocket to fix whatever's wrong with you.
Right. And they take your likeness and use it in NCAA licenses your likeness without your permission.
Now
they can't because
they can't
of the
because
O'Brien.
Of the O'Banion case.
Yeah,
made
the
that
O'Banion.
But they used to sell video games where you'd be able to play Tim Tebow or you'd be able to play O.J. Simpson
and you
or something.
You didn't get to.
No, they just took your name and made a guy look like you and
you
ran around.
They took your name, your likeness, and your stats.
Number on your back.
Yeah.
And if you go, say you're trying to make a little money on your own and you're signing jerseys for people and charging them money, you will be banned from the NCAA.
Yeah, you're banned. So it's like they make the money, you don't get to make the money. It's your work and it's your likeness and it's you, and you don't get anything for it, but they get rich off you.
And they still will because now you can't even unionize.
You can't unionize because, they said, the decision is kind of like, maybe if more schools all did it at once, like if everybody in your conference did it at once, but they're not going to.
No, they would because if there was a breakthrough in one place, they would do it other places.
Yeah, but what the National Labor Relations Board said was that if everybody did it all at once, maybe they'd consider it or something. I mean,
how could you possibly get every college football player in America to unionize at the same time? If they applied that to any other
industry,
you would have no unions in this company. It's not like every auto worker one day woke up and said, "Hey, it'd be great to pay dues to the UAW and have a union."
Yeah.
It happens in every individual workplace.
Right.
So that's stupid and crazy.
Yeah,
it's funny to me because
I mean the idiot writers at Gawker are unionized.
Yes, and that was a hard thing for them to get to as well because it was you have to have people agree to do it. But they didn't unionize every internet writer at the same time. They didn't unionize every whatever.
Right. I'm sorry, I called them idiots.
No. I mean, there's some good writers over there actually.
At
Gawker. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, I know Alex Perrine. He's a good writer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's funny.
I like Hamilton Nolan.
Hamilton Nolan has kind of a problem with Boston.
He
but otherwise,
makes me laugh. He always makes me laugh.
We could get him on the show. He likes boxing. He does. He likes to. Yeah, we could probably email. I mean, I'm Facebook friends with him.
Well, he's like Mr. Exercise.
Is he? I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. He's like squats.
He's always doing squats.
Everybody has to do squats. Yeah.
What do you mean? Everybody does?
Yeah. We should ask him about squats.
All the time.
Make a note that we'll call up Hamilton Nolan and ask him about squats. Yes.
Sorry. I'm writing this down.
You're listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU than from any other station in the nation.
At the top of the hour, it's Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky, bringing you the tunes of Honky Tonk Land.
I sort of like having music to talk over. What do you think of that instead of...
It's interesting.
Instead of, like, sounds.
It's good. Yeah. Should we have circus music?
We could have circus music. Why would you want that? Because we're clowns? Do I amuse you?
No, I found clowns... I found clowns...
clowns?
I found clowns... I find clowns...
Yes.
Terrifying.
They are terrifying.
There's the Black Lives Matter movement right now, which I think is great. Yeah. But I want to start a new movement called Clown Lives Don't Matter, so that when those clowns, you know, like every
clowns
around...
Clowns are people.
No, they're not.
Underneath all that scary,
no,
horrifying
not.
Stuff.
No, that when you do that thing when you go...
ride that unicycle?
There was a couple of towns where there was just overrun by clowns, like creepy clowns wandering around trying to scare people.
Where?
There was a couple of different places. We talked about this before.
Where? In New Jersey?
Yeah, it happens around Halloween.
Oh, all right.
And there's just like weird dudes get drunk and like dress like clowns and try to scare everybody.
Yeah.
It happened on Long Island, I think, last. And I'm saying cops should shoot first and ask questions later with those guys, man. If you're dressing up a clown and trying to freak people out.
Just kill them.
Yeah, sorry. You're going down and like we'll be like, oh, I guess that guy shouldn't have dressed up like a clown and been all creepy.
So
clown lives don't matter. And I'm going to make some shirts and, you know, we'll see how that
terrible.
Goes.
I think that's awful. I think it's a bad idea.
It was an idea I had at like 3 in the morning when I was drunk.
Well, of course.
Do clown lives matter?
201-209-9368. Defend the clowns.
No.
I don't know.
If you dress like a clown and you're handing out balloons and creepy, then you're going down.
You know, I corresponded for a short time with John Wayne Gacy when he was in prison. I have his letters, and I bought a couple of his paintings, and I gave one to station manager Ken for his wedding. Because I thought that was a cool thing to do, so I'm sorry that I did.
How's
that.
John Wayne Gacy doing now?
He's
dead, right?
Yeah, of course they put him to death.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
In Florida?
No, in Illinois.
Oh, is that where he was from?
Yeah, it was from Illinois.
I didn't really follow that.
Oh, you know what's really weird is that Sluggo was like a 12-year-old boy in that neighborhood, like at the time that.
That's
John Wayne
good.
Gacy
that was really
was.
Good.
No,
it's terrifying,
I mean, it was,
right?
Yeah.
Did he rape the kids and kill them, or just kill them?
I think he raped. He had 41 bodies in his crawl space or something.
That's not good.
No, it was terrible. He's a terrible clown.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a very bad clown.
Yeah, you're a bad clown.
Clowns are bad.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Okay, I'll go with that. So both the Jets and the Giants lost their preseason games.
Yeah, nobody should be even... They should only play like a half of a preseason game.
Oh, you know what was great, though? On the Jets game, I actually watched it because it was on broadcast TV.
Yeah.
So I got to see it, so I was so surprised I watched it. Okay, so they're playing the Lions, and this isn't the final score. I think the final score was like 23-3 or something. Lions beat the Jets. But when the Lions were up 17-3 on the Jets, the sideline reporter comes waltzing up to Darrell Revis and asks him how he likes being back on the Jets.
And what was his response? It's like
you picked the wrong moment to ask.
Was he counting money at that point? Was he I made a lot of money.
Okay, Darrell Revis got a lot of money to go back to the Jets, but
you don't think it was a good deal?
They're a big loser team. No.
They are gonna be awful.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback now?
Oh jeez, I don't know.
Is it Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yes, thank you.
Ryan Fitzpatrick grew a beard, like a hipster beard, like started about 3 years ago, and now it's like overtaking his face in a way where you really
like
can't.
Like Andrew Luck like or
it's
different?
Yeah, Andrew Luck is more of a neck beard kind of thing. This is like an all over, a guy went to Harvard, he's a hipster beard.
Oh really? Did he go to Harvard?
He went to Harvard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if he's the first Harvard quarterback to play in the NFL, but the NFL used to be like four teams in a rock. So, I mean, like, I'm sure like there were other people. Hey, it's Becky.
Yay. Hey, when did the Jacksonville Jaguars play the Bills in London?
When did they do this?
When will they? They're going to this season.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they got a one of those London games scheduled.
They should play them at like San Quentin or something.
Oh, I know. But I mean, it's like we're trying to like convince European people to watch American football, and then we send the Bills and the Jaguars over to demonstrate.
The Jaguars play all over there all the time because they what they do doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I know.
They're
going to
play on the 8th of November. 2015.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a, that's an actual game, right?
We can buy tickets for like I don't know, a lot of euros. Do they still use euro? Do they still use pounds?
They don't. No, England isn't on the euro.
Oh, it says $23. Where is this? Oh, this is, no, they're playing in MetLife Stadium. This says on the 8th.
There's not MetLife Stadium in London, is there? It's Wembley Stadium or something, right? Don't turn that at me. I don't.
What this says the game is November 8th, 2015 at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's in London.
Oh, okay. Maybe they play them twice. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they.
Maybe they're trying to help the Jets out. They're like, well, you get a couple wins against the Jags. What else
so
do
what
I got?
Cut do you want? I'm asking.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's only one cut.
Hamilton
gotcha.
Nolan squats.
Yes.
I'll email him later.
Okay, good.
Ask him about that.
Ask him about his squats. That's good.
How's your squats? What else we got?
News?
Nothing.
Let's see. What else we got? Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. I don't know. I didn't organize my notes very well this
week. That's
okay. Somebody could call us. That always helps. Snoop Dogg's son has quit football at UCLA.
Yeah, I would bet he did.
Yeah.
Because he got in trouble. He was fighting with the guy and...
Well, then Rex Ryan will want him.
Yeah, Rex Ryan maybe will sign him.
Rex Ryan will sign him.
Because
he likes guys who fight. That's
fighters.
Good.
He likes the... punchies.
So we're going to have this convoy up to Buffalo to see a Bills game.
When is this?
I'm not sure when. I'll find out and I'll let you know. But there's
a bunch of people going. I could ride in the trunk, maybe.
No, we got like three or four cars going.
I love Buffalo. They have great Buffalo hot wings.
Mm-hmm.
They got, you know, it's always snowy.
Always snowy
there's
in Buffalo.
There's this weird smell coming off of Lake Erie or whatever lake that is.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Okay. Well, you should come with us.
I'll
then.
Come.
All right.
I mean, you know.
Why not?
It's only 8 hours.
Lonesome
highway
I
away.
Know. And then we get up there and then we see a game with the Buffalo Bills
Buffalo
and Rex
Bills.
Ryan and then we come back. That'll be exciting, huh?
I'm excited.
Okay, good. Next week, we're going to be doing the draft on Sunday.
Next week we're doing the draft on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I need to move it off of Monday.
Yeah, I think so.
So we'll talk about the draft that we've just done or the draft that we will do?
No, we'll talk about the draft that we've just
done. That we've just done.
Wait, unless you want to move it one more week. I mean, when does the season start?
The season doesn't start till like the second week of September for some reason.
Well, so we could bump it into September or the end of... We could make it like the 30th or something. I don't have a calendar here. What do you want to do? Next Sunday or a week from Sunday?
Maybe a week from Sunday.
Okay, a week from Sunday.
Because I'll be home that day, too.
Okay.
I got nothing going on.
Why don't you do something?
I should really do something.
You went to Boston.
I went
you
to
spent the whole week in Boston.
That's the most activity
oh,
I will
hey,
commit.
Our show's over.
Oh.
Okay. This has been Sportsy Talk, and I didn't get to play the goodbye music, and so we didn't play that.
That's okay.
And, I'm supposed to read this. Wait. Okay. So this is a big announcement this Sunday. Since you're not going to be doing the Sportsy Talk draft, you can go to Union Pool in Williamsburg. All you hipsters, 44 Union Avenue in Brooklyn. And from 2 to 6 p.m., there is a free WFMU amazing live music show. And they're going to have Complete, which is a band from Fort Worth, Texas. It says they're a party band.
I like parties.
I don't even know what that is.
I actually don't like parties.
Octagrape, which is San Diego psych punk, and Honey Radar from Philly. And WFMU DJs Martha and Joel.
I like those guys.
Yep. They're going to be spinning records between sets. We see Martha sometimes in the
library. Yeah, she's usually getting ready for a show.
Yep, she's good. So that's free. That's a free show at Union Pool this coming Sunday. WFMU brings you free live music, awesome sets from 2 to 6. And that's it for us. We're a little late. Scott was a little late. I guess
Oops.
It's a little late day. Okay, and
stay tuned for Becky.
Do that. And thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Program is a startin'. smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk. Honky-tonk radio girl.
Here on WFMU 91.1 FM. And as a reminder, you're listening to WFMU Eastern, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. All right, now that the business is taken care of, have an excellent program this evening. Some local music from, you know, the tri-state area, let's say, just to be very inclusive. And before we get to that, I'm going to play a record from the Great Fortune label. Here's Danny Richard. You're listening to WFMU.
I'm heading for the station to catch myself a train. These homesick blues are bothering me. I've been living in a strain. I've got my reservation, I got my suitcase in my hand, and soon I'll be in Tennessee, the heart of Dixieland. I've got a one-way ticket made up for Tennessee. With this one-way ticket, I know I'll soon be free. I can see those Smoky Mountains, and I hear them calling me. I've got a one-way ticket, and I'm bound for Tennessee. Even you, mean mama, I hope you'll understand. I'm fed up with your foolishness, I've taken all I can. You fill my mind with misery, and you're always stepping out. I'm tired of your two-timing tour, and now I'm checking out. I've got a one-way ticket made out for Tennessee. With this one-way ticket, I know I'll soon be free. I can see those Smoky Mountains, and I hear them calling me. I've got a one-way ticket, and I'm bound for Tennessee.
blues away to the rhythm of the wheels. And when my journey's over, will I never more roam? Or then I'll be in Tennessee, my good old southern home. I've got a one-way ticket made out for Tennessee. With this one-way ticket, I know I'll soon be free. I can see those smoky mountains and I hear them calling me. I've got a one-way ticket and I'm bound for Tennessee. Yes, I'm bound for Tennessee.
Give me a little kiss, baby. If you don't, somebody else will. If you don't want to kiss me, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. You know they will. If you don't want to kiss me, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will kiss me better. I ain't a-gonna beg you for your love anymore. Ever since the first time I have done learned the score. Thought I had to have you once, but that's in the past. Since I found I'm free from you, yes, I'm free at last. If you don't wanna hold me, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. You know they will. If you don't wanna hold me, say so, baby. Somebody else will. Somebody else will hold me better. First time I have done learned the score. Thought I had to have you once, but that's in the past. Since I found I'm free from you, yes, I'm free at last. If you